Don't be shy, Doc. This is your infirmary, after all. Right now, all kinds of alarms must be going off in your head. Not the least of which is because no alarms are going off in this prison. Which doesn't make a lick of sense, given that I'm in here all alone. Without the usual chains, shackles, and a minimum of 4 heavily armed and armored guards. Security is pretty tight here. What with this being the most secure prison in the galaxy? It's secure because it's on a tiny, tiny little space station orbiting a white dwarf star, just to make it extra hard to tunnel your way out. And of course, I'm not just any inmate. I'm the star attraction. I'd like to say it's because I'm a pretty damn sexy tomboy, if I do say so myself. But we both know that's not why they locked me up for a hilariously high number of consecutive life sentences. I'm the one they almost reinstated the death penalty for, except it got blocked by a few worlds that apparently don't know me well enough. If it weren't for how well-known I was, I'd likely have had a few unfortunate accidents by now. Well, come to think of it, there's been all kinds of unfortunate events since they locked me up this last and supposedly final time, but none of them accidents. I just have a habit of surviving them all, even if the other people involved can't say the same. But you know that, Doc. You're the one who has to patch me up, or the prisoners, or the guards themselves, or sign the death certificates. Let's be honest, though. No one is going to cry over any of those guards, or any of the prisoners here. Especially not me. No one, either prisoner or employee, gets sent here unless they've been bad. And speaking of, Doc, you've been a very bad, bad man, haven't you? Yeah, I've got your file open on this little data pad here. It seems like, fresh out of medical school, you performed an illegal procedure to save a woman's life. You were going to jail no matter what, but the variables were where and which side of the bars you were on. So, you chose a few years at this place as a doctor rather than 20 at some other place as a prisoner. I'll bet that's looking like a bad choice right now. Ain't it? You haven't tried to run. But you know my reputation. You've maybe seen recordings of me in action, too. At the very least, you've seen the aftermath of what I can do. Maybe you're paralyzed with fear. Maybe you figure running will just set off my predator instinct. I'm a monster. A wild animal. That's what the government says. Well, they're right. But they need me. I'm the most effective killing machine there is. That's why the government told the warden to cut a deal with me. They promised me my freedom in exchange for fixing a little mess they've gotten themselves into. I'm supposed to save the galaxy from someone allegedly worse than me. Hold up somewhere with a bunch of hostages. I've been told to ignore the hostages, but I'm not really one to follow orders. Who knows? If they seem innocent, I may even save them instead of killing them myself. That's all, assuming anyone survives this. I don't trust the government for a minute, though. At best, I'll end up back here. At worst, I'll end up dead. Or maybe I've got that backwards. Coming back here would be worse than death. But I couldn't turn down the chance to get out of here, even briefly. Like they say, Doc, I'm a wild animal. I'm meant to be free and not locked up in a cage. Plus, I want to meet anyone the government thinks is more of a threat than me, so I can kill them and be the apex predator again. So, I agreed. I even signed their contract, for what it's worth. I just had one small additional condition. Can you guess what it is? Yeah. They had to arrange this little alone time between you and me. I'm not really a fan of doctors or of anyone in authority. To be honest, I just don't like any human beings at all. Growing up on the streets in the galactic capital, you see the worst of them. My interactions with them, starting with my own mother leaving me to the streets, shaped my impression of all humanity. The only thing worse than losing my mother was the time I spent with her before that. But doctors, in particular, piss me off. They get you strapped down to a table and pump some drugs into you, and they think they can touch you however you like, especially if you're a prisoner. Like, take the previous doctor here. You remember him, right? Oh, wait, no. You've never met him. That's right, I killed him. Which is why there was a job opening in the first place. They never did tell you what happened to him, did they? He drugged me up good to fix another stab wound, and then sent the guards away. But he underestimated my tolerance to sedation, or my ability to slip out of restraints. Or how much I didn't like getting touched, least of all in certain places. I could explain in great detail what I did to him, but that's not likely to improve your mood right now, even if I would enjoy it. You know something? They didn't even blink when I asked for you, or even ask why. They just agreed. Obviously, they must have had a pretty good idea, but honestly, I don't think they cared. They didn't have much of a choice, either. You're just another pawn to them, and one they're willing to sacrifice. Even to someone like me. Why, I imagine they're arranging for your replacement as we speak. So, I hate doctors. I hate people with power over me, or who think they have power over me. In fact, I just hate people. But you? You're actually tolerable. Your hands don't go places they shouldn't. You use the painkillers properly on the inmates instead of watering them down and using them on yourself. Your hand is almost as steady with the scalpel as mine is with the knife, and you treat your patients like human beings, no matter what they're here for or how they treat you back. You find reasons to give them decent food from the employee cafeteria while they're here. Well, I was given a choice, Doc. I could stay locked up, or I could get out one last time, even if I know I won't be living much past it. So, I'm giving you a choice too. You can walk back out of this room. They locked up the section of the station once you entered it, but they'll let you go once they see I let you walk. Or, if not, I'll tell them to open the damn door for you or the deal's off. On the other hand, if you're so inclined, you can stay here and fuck the least eligible bachelorette in the entire galaxy. Well, definitely least eligible for parole, despite the government's lies. I promise to be a good girl, Doc. The best girl. I won't go homicidal while we're horizontal. Or whatever position you want to be in. I won't harm a hair on your head. Although, I can't guarantee that there may not be a scratch mark or two on your back. You're confused, aren't you? Is it so hard to accept that I might want a good, hard, fully consensual fucking before I go off on my suicide mission? And you're the only man within light years, or possibly in this entire galaxy, I feel like I can trust with the job. Or is, worthy of it. I know enough about men to know when they want me. Although that doesn't really describe you, does it? You're attracted to me, despite knowing that I'm exactly the kind of girl your mother and countless news stories warned you about. That made it more confusing for me when you didn't try anything when you had the chance. Well, when you thought you had the chance. Had you tried, I don't think it would have gone well. But today, it can go so awesomely well for you. Not to brag, but not that many men can brag about fucking me. Dead men tell no tales, after all. But they all deserved it, for one reason or another. A girl like me doesn't really attract the right kind of guy. And, I think that's why you stand out to me. So, no pressure at all, but, there's a ship coming to pick me up in an hour or two. And like I said, you can just walk away if you want. And no hard feelings. Nothing bad will happen to you if you try to leave. And nothing bad will happen to you if you stay. Just good things, I promise. Cross my heart and hope to never kill again. That's how serious I am. It's not like you couldn't have most girls in this prison. Sex is as much a currency among the inmates as homemade hooch or some other contraband. There's any number of things you could trade for sex. even just authorizing another night in one of these beds instead of back in a cell would earn you some fun with lots of the ladies here. Hell, even just a warm meal from the better menu the staff has access to would do it for most of the other inmates, male and female. So, what do you say, Doc? Do you want to fuck someone who actually sees you as more than a night in a clean bed or access to some drugs? There's also going to be some serious respect from the guards and other employees here for banging me, given the perfect kill record I have so far. Black Widow spiders should be as efficient as me, except lately I've, taken to just killing and not mating at all. I get all the fun I need from the killing itself. Sometimes I even come. And, I'd really like to come today. And not from killing someone. Well, not from killing you, at least. Come on, Doc. You can trust me. I don't lie. If I promise someone they're gonna die, they end up dying. Well, I promise you that you're going to live and have the lay of your life. If you let it happen. You're still kinda scared, aren't you? But intrigued. Excited. The element of danger is turning you on. I'm turning you on. Meanwhile, this is the closest thing I've ever had to a normal encounter with a man. It's actually kind of fun. You could tie me up if you want. Even cuff me. Although I really don't want to be in the shackles again. And honestly, if it was my intent to kill you, you'd still end up dead. But, I ain't gonna kill you. Unless you do something incredibly stupid. But, you aren't a stupid man, Doc. Well, other than, for ending up here. But it was all for the right reasons, wasn't it? No, the really stupid thing would be to walk away from the opportunity of a lifetime. Still bashful, huh? Well, if I show you mine, will you show me yours? I'm more than happy to get out of this prison uniform for what better be the last time. Maybe I'll wear something tactical from the selection they'll have on the ship. Although, they're also supposed to give me my possessions back, so I may just wear my street clothes. They're fairly tactical in their own way, designed for stealth, and to be bullet, knife, and stain resistant. Now, I know you won't mind the scars I have here and there. A lot of them are faded. I've been told I'm a pretty good healer. Plus, you did do some dermal regeneration after you gave me my first physical with you as the doc. Most of them are still very visible, of course. But, you don't seem to mind. Maybe because you're a doctor. Or maybe because you're just a decent guy. Which is far rarer than doctors. I think This is the first time you've seen me completely naked. I've been in my uniform before, or changed into a gown. Still shackled the entire time, of course. Now, I don't even have the shackles. I haven't been this free in a long time. Do you like what you see, Doc? You don't have to worry about what's proper or not for a doctor. None of the others before you did. And I'm no longer your patient. I'm about to be someone else's big problem. But if you like, I can be your big opportunity. That is, if you, take off your clothes and bone me properly today. So, what do you say, Doc? Are you going to deny the prisoner their last request? Oh, I knew I could count on you, Doc. Well, actually, it was a very real concern that you'd be too scared to do this. Or too much of a white knight, not wanting to take advantage of the woman you have power over. Except, we both know the power dynamic here. Don't we? Or maybe you're concerned about my mental health, and for valid reasons. But trust me, Doc. All screwing me would do is put me in a better mood. Really. Even if it caused long-term damage to me somehow. Well, my long-term outlook ain't looking too good right now, is it? With your clothes coming off, you're beginning to look like any other guy. Except you aren't any other guy. Not where it counts. At least based on the guys I know. That may not be a good sample there, though. You also aren't scarred like me, but you were on a different track in life. I'm not saying you had it easy. And even if you did, you threw that all away when you saved that woman's life. We both ended up exiled to the same prison. Except, I'll tell you a secret, Doc. Everywhere is a prison. I was going to say something about the penal system, but I'm getting distracted by your peen. I knew I was making you hard earlier, but it's nice to have more direct confirmation. With my eyes. Or my hand. Now, don't go off half-cocked on me, Doc. I want the full cock experience. Oh, although I usually sleep on the floor, for this we could use a bed. That's your bedroom right there, isn't it? You've got to be available at all times if a guard or prisoner gets shanked again. I'll just lead you there, by the cock, without even squeezing too tight. You come along easily enough. I just hope you don't come too easily when it counts. Nice room, Doc. Although it's still a prison cell. I can make you forget all of that, though. I can make you forget any girl you left behind to. Except, I don't see any pictures of possible wives or girlfriends around. And, of course, you don't have a wedding ring. I guess medical school kept you too busy. And it wasn't too long after that you got arrested. I'm sure you've had girls before. But not any girl like me. You can be on top, Doc. That will give you the illusion of being in control, and me the illusion of being submissive, even if neither will be the case. It's completely safe. I promise not to bite, or scratch, or choke you, or gouge out an eyeball. Sorry. Am I killing the mood a little? Well, I swear on my mother's shallow and hastily dug grave that I won't cause you any pain. Just pleasure. I'm pretty sure I'll be the most fun you've ever had. In fact, I'll be disappointed if I'm not. Now, join me in this bed, Doc. In fact, just get right on top of me. That move would have been your death sentence if you tried it in the past. But today, it's as if the gates of heaven are opening up to you. Sure. You could kiss me if you want, Doc. I kind of hope. I mean, I kind of figured you might. If you want, we can do the entire girlfriend experience thing. Well, at least as best I can understand it, I was never anyone's girlfriend. At least in any way you'd recognize. But my lips do look kind of kissable. You know, usually it takes something like a 2x4 to the side of the head before I feel it. But that incredibly soft touch of your lips was really hard to miss. And anyway, it hit me just as hard as any chunk of wood. Speaking of wood, I see I didn't scare your cock into submission. I usually don't let any blunt objects get that close to me. But right now, I need it to be much closer, if you get my drift. If I had more time, I'd explore foreplay with you. Most guys just skip right over that. But as you can maybe tell, I've worked myself up pretty good here. You seem ready to go. Go ahead, Doc. There's only one cure for what's ailing me right now. And you've got it between your legs. But I want it between my legs. Wait. Look me in the eyes as you enter me. I like to be making eye contact with men at certain key events. And sex is one of them. The difference from the other times is that you'll be sliding something into me instead of me being the one putting something metal through their heart. I still am scaring you a bit, but you're not being scared away. Keep looking at me, Doc. Your cock knows the way if you let it. I need your attention. I need to see into your soul as this happens. Yeah. Keep going. All the way in. Don't you dare not sink yourself to the hilt in me. I need every last bit. Fuck. It's been so long. Maybe that's why it feels so good inside of me. Although, then again, my sexual encounters were, well, let's say they were complicated. Oh, what we're doing right now is complicated too, but in a much different way. A much nicer way. I'm not used to a gentle guy. Or a soft bed. Gentle and soft were just things that made you put your guard down in the past. But nothing, no one, but no one's going to kill me right now. Not you, definitely. Not the government, when they need me so badly. I can just enjoy this without wondering if someone's gonna burst through the door, or if the guy has a weapon, or a side even darker in bed than on the street. A girl could get used to this. Well, a girl with less messed up history and without a suicide mission in her very near future. This was never what was meant for me, but like a lot of other things, I take what I want when I can. Something expensive, or something to fill a starving stomach, or the life of a particularly annoying guard on the transport that brought me here. But all I'm taking right now is your cock and your undivided attention, and I'm giving back in return. No guy leaves me unsatisfied, except the dead ones, of course. And somehow, I want this to be extra special for you. So, as you can tell, I'm working hard to make this something you'll always remember. Hey, if you want to kiss some more as we do it, you can. You might even enjoy it. Oh, I could lose myself in the moment here. I could lose myself in you. My past could almost be forgotten, and my future. All that matters is the present and the two of us. I could almost escape the prison society has put me in, that I keep myself in, to protect myself. Okay, Doc, come in me before I get all stupid and girly on you. Go ahead and fuck me harder, but not too hard, okay? Not that you could hurt me, but I like the way you're doing this. Yeah, like that. Hard, but not too hard. Fast, but not too fast. It's pushing me closer. It's coming. I heard a phrase once. I'm not sure what language it was or if I'm even pronouncing it correctly. It said coming was la petite mort, the little death. People dying has always been pretty sexual for me, but now I think I see the true meaning of it. It's about almost being flung loose from your body with pleasure and thrown into heaven. Come on, Doc. Send me to heaven, because this is the closest I'll ever come to it. Come in me, too. I want you to. And I'm probably dead by tomorrow anyway, so what's the risk to you? You've got nothing to lose. And I've got everything to gain from feeling you come in me. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Well, fuck, Doc. You could almost make an honest woman of me. I'd say you can fuck me anytime, except that's not likely to happen. As much as I'd like to lie here with you. I should hop in your shower before they come get me from my mission. But it was worth the risk, wasn't it, Doc? I'd say it paid off pretty well for you. You got to nail the galaxy's most dangerous woman. And I got one last incredible fuck in before I went on my suicide mission. And, maybe, just maybe, now, there's someone in this god-forsaken universe that will actually miss me when I'm gone. If you tell anyone that last part, dead or not, I will find you and kill you, Doc. But, if you don't say anything, and I'm still alive after all of this, well, you just might see me again. I like that the thought of that puts a smile on your face, Doc, and not a look of absolute terror. Maybe, just maybe, I'll try extra hard not to get killed out there. Because as much as I'd like to go out in a blaze of glory, I'd also kind of like to see where things between us could go. Well, I'm going to go shower now, Doc. You can get to safety while I'm gone. Or wait for me here to say goodbye one last time. I'm just putting this out there. You could join me in the shower. I think we have time for one more bit of fun before my ship arrives. And if not, well, it can wait. In fact, the whole damn universe can wait. At least while we say goodbye in the best way possible. I hope I can count on you, Doc. Don't keep a girl waiting. Especially not the most dangerous woman in the universe.